Raise your hand, pray for me right here.
Jesus,
Lord.
Jesus.
God, I pray, Lord, Jesus, that you'd help me right here. Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost. Woo. Lord, I'm trying to preach this how you gave it to me right back here in that room. God, I pray you'd help me help somebody right here. Oh, God. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Hey, God, are you forsaken all? Are you willing to give it all up? Hey, God, and follow him. To Paul, Jesus makes the difference in the world. Surrender was costly, but Christ was everything. Hey, God, this word count here is a powerful word. For I count all things for loss. Here is the message or the idea behind this word. Paul declares with authority and with power that all his gain is lost. And he is making the decision with and the authority of a ruler. What the world values, Paul is saying, is not the same as what God values. Hey, God, the world don't value godly things. The world don't value a godly life. Hey, let me tell you something, church. It hurts to the core. I prayed even recently. I'm like, Lord, will you help me, God, take a stand for you? Hey, God, we lose friends. We lose people. Hey, God, people don't want to follow the Lord. They tell us we're a cult. They tell us if we don't watch out, we'll be legalistic, because they're not willing to sell out everything. Let me tell you something, church. We got to be willing. It means more and more. Old man Grover Thomas, preacher where I grew up, he didn't have much, Brother Tom. Humpback, walked his whole life looking at the ground. Amen. Born that way, they said he could not stand up. But me and them boys, and we should have did it growing up. We used to make fun of him. We was too dumb. We used to say, how's old Grover sleep? Hey, God, when he laid in the bed, his feet be in the air. We are so crazy. All he got to do is sleep on his side. Woo! I tell you, he didn't have nothing. But he said, he used to say this, and it rings in my ears today. If I got to live in the head of a holler, yeah, amen, drink branch water. You don't even know what branch water is. I drink a lot of branch water. Drink branch water and eat cornbread. He'd say, that's what I want to do to make it to heaven. I come to tell us, church, how serious are you? How interested are you making it to heaven? We've got to be willing to sell everything and sell out for God.
Amen.
Holy God.
He won't be second fiddle.
Right.
Oh, no.
Right.
I got to move on here. Just about done.
Jesus.
Count. What the world values, God don't value.
Right.
Not all people feel the same way as Paul. They're not willing to count their pleasure and accomplishments as worthless. Instead, they like to cling to the things of this world.
Right.
They're not willing to sacrifice for Jesus.
Come on. Dear Lord.
I like the story of the woman whose husband was very sick. Doctor found out that he had a rare type of anemia that was going to kill him. The doctor examined him and began to call the wife back first and said, without treatment, he'll be dead in a few weeks. The good news is, it can be treated to some extent with proper nutrition. You'll need to get up early every morning and fix a hot breakfast, pancakes, bacon, eggs. He'll need a home-cooked lunch, home-cooked meal every day. He needs a well, proper nutrition to build his blood back up. meat, potatoes, dinner every evening. It would be especially helpful if you could bake frequently cakes, pies, homemade bread. These are the good things that will allow your husband to build his anemia back up, and maybe he can pull out of this and live. Hallelujah. Hey God. Do you have any questions, wife, before they left the meeting room? No, doctor, I don't have any questions. Well, they was getting ready to walk into the room with her husband, and the doctor said, ma'am, do you want to break the news, or do you want me to break the news? She said, no, sir, I will. They walked in the room, and a tear welled up in her eye, and she walked in, and he looked at her and said, it's bad, ain't it, honey? It's bad. She said, yes, it's bad. And he said, what did the doctor say? And she looked at him and said, honey, the doctor said, you're going to die. Hallelujah. You're going to die. In other words, she's not willing to sacrifice. Hey, God, I come to tell us, how willing are we to sacrifice? How much are you willing to give up? How much of the world are you willing to lose grasp of to get closer and stronger to the Lord?
Oh, had a strong desire and a strong passion, the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. He considered this knowledge a surpassing value. Great God, this is the meaning behind the word excellency. It comes from the Greek word, amen, I can't even say it, herpio, which means to stand out, to be superior. Great God, power, amen, surpassing greatness. The knowledge of Christ was superior, Paul said, and worth far more than anything this world values.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hold on, I'm just about done.
Thank you, Lord.
Good.
If Paul thought that much of Jesus, the knowledge of Christ, where do you gain his knowledge at? That word right there.
That's
right. How many hours this week have you read that word? My phone convicted me. Every sometimes that phone will flash and say, you spent 5 hours on your phone this week.
Yeah.
Yours ever told you that?
Oh, yeah.
You spent 5 hours? Have you spent that long reading the Word of God? We value everything we read on them phones more than we do His Word. Woo! Are you helping me?
Come on.
Charlie's smiling. He ain't even got one.
That's reasonable.
Early either. He talks about it over that a week earlier. There you go. Woo! Amen. Lord, help us, oh God. Help us, Lord. What are we valuing?
Come on now.
Paul said his knowledge is far more valuable than anything on this earth. I hope you got this tonight, church. This stirred on my heart. Paul's desire, he said, is to win Christ. Amen. The farther you go with the Lord, the less attraction this old life will hold on you. Paul uses a strong word to express the worthlessness of the vanities of this life. He says, I count them as dung. Dog slop, pig slop out there. That's where I count this old world. It's as dung. It holds no pull, no value on me.
Amen.
This world don't. I want to get there, church, don't you? I want to get to this place right here that Paul's talking to us, where the world don't draw a pull on me. But he said all that stuff is as dung. It's like an old hog pen, no hog slop out there. It ain't no attraction to me. You want to get there?
Thank you, Lord.
Stretch your hand. I ain't no hurry right here. Lord, will you help us to get there, God, right now? Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house, Lord. God, if I've ever felt you lay a message on my heart, I felt it lay on me heavy. God, help us to be willing to give you everything. What's holding us back? We need to get victory over that vanity, over them vain things
right
in our life, Lord. What's holding us back?
God, we need to get victory. I got to get this and I'm done. And he found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness, which is of God, by faith. Paul said, I want to win them to gain Christ's favor and fellowship. God is, amen. Paul wanted to have a close walk with God and also escape the destruction of a sinful life. And the closer you get to God, the further you'll get away from any type of sinful behavior.
Right.
Our love and passion for Jesus is what helps us to get victory. Everything else is secondary, but our love and passion and pull for Him is superior. Brother Anthony, he helps me a lot more than he thinks. We was out there the night, like tonight. We were sitting around talking for a while, and I was pouring sweat, and my shirt was soaking wet. I said, man, I got to get home, get out of these wet shirts. He said, that's good. I like that. He said, that's good. You're passionate about it. He said, I like a man who hollers and spits. And sometimes I think I'm acting stupid. You know, I think, boy, I shouldn't do this. He said, that shows your passion. I never thought of that.
Oh, yeah.
He said, that shows you're passionate about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right. I stopped there a minute and I thought about that. I said, thank you, Brother Anthony. I'm passionate.
Yep.
Oh. Woo! Hallelujah. I want to be passionate, don't you?
Yes.
I want to be passionate about this. This is the most important thing I know of right here.
You're right.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. That basketball player wants to get the last point, don't he? That football player wants to get to the end zone. Hey, God. Well, the preacher ought to be passionate. Amen. To drive that gospel message home. Right. Help us, Lord, to be passionate.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Everything else will lose its luster. Our love and focus on Him gives us peace. Some people cannot focus on God because of materialistic things.
Yeah.
You say, how can I, you got to do what Paul said. The closer you get to God and the more He'll draw and the less luster and pull the world will have on you. And Isaiah said 26:3, that will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusteth in thee.
Right.
You won't worry about possessions. You won't worry about jobs and land and things like that. Great God, for the Bible said, seek Him first in His righteousness, and all these other things will be added. He'll work it out. Amen.
Yes, Lord. God, yes, He will.
He'll work it out.
Yes.
Whew. He'll work it out.
Thank you, Lord. He'll do it.
My cousin Angie had to come down and take Junior back to the doctor. He's got that butt caught, and they just check him back up on him again. She was in here last night when he was walking around. I showed her the church. I said, well, here's the church. And took her back there. We remodeled the back. Took her outside. I said, hey, we're going to need these houses behind us, one back here and one back here. All of us paid off, devil.
Right.
I like to let the devil know that.
Yes, sir.
They stayed all night last night over here. I said, this house over here is paid off, Angie. 10 years.
Thank you, Lord.
I said, old big lot back there, behind the Turf Road. Really, I always forget about that. That was two lots. Charlie gave us the first lot. There was no house on the back lot. Charlie said, you're to see what you can do about getting that. I forget about that a lot of times. I never forget, the guy's name was Jerry Kazee. That was the guy's name that owned that land. Jerry Kazee. I called him up. I might have told you. I might be David Kazee. I think it was David Kazee. He reminded me of Jerry Kazee. I think his name was David Kazee. But anyway, I called him up. I said, hey, the church owns this little lot, and you own that lot, and this house falling in. It was a horrible shape. Rats and everything living over there. I said, you ought to just give that to us. I thought he'd laugh at me. He said, great God, I'd love to do that. He said, the city's on me, charging me all kinds of unoccupied tax and all this tax. And he said, I'm paying tax on that. It's uninhabitable, unlivable. I'd love to give that to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Great God in heaven. Hey, now, why are you saying all that? I'll tell you why I'm saying all this. You don't have to worry about stuff. God will work it out.
Right.
God will work it out.
All right.
But we spend our life Amen. We're in, sitting in a rocket ship. I'm preaching to us here. I know I'm preaching over and I easy. I'm preaching to somebody right here tonight. You don't have to spend your life worrying. Great God, Russell McDonald said worrying's like sitting in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it gets you nowhere. Great God, don't worry about it. Let the Lord work it out. God will go ahead of you and He'll work it out. Amen. Quit spending your life trying to say, how's it going to work in retirement? How's it going to work here? How's this going to work out? How's it going to work it out? Amen.
Yes, He will.
Yes, you don't have to bring things up, but I remember Brother Tommy. Amen. Anybody would when you're nearing that age. I don't know all the details, but I know how bitter all them old guys were I took you at the hospital. All them old guys, when the nickel plant fired that chapter 11, they took their pension. Them guys were bitter.
Yeah.
They hated that place. And they hated them judges. And I mean, they were bitter over that, them old guys. When we talked, where'd you work? Well, I worked over at Nickel Pepper. They took everything I had. They took my insurance. They took my retirement. Oh, I don't know how they could do that. A guy gave his life to a job and then they up and do you that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, them old guys were bitter. Yeah. Tommy said, oh, pray. My knee hurts. Had to have that knee replacement shoulder. Had to do something done to his shoulder. And of course, everybody knows your back and he's getting up in age. Hey, God, I was trying to help him pray about it. And all I knew was to tell him, I said, Brother Tommy, the Lord said, He'll work it out. Amen.
Right.
It'll work out, praise God. And I tell you, just like a puzzle, God put it together. I come to tell us, church, you don't got to worry about it. I don't know why. That wasn't even in my notes. But that don't cost you nothing extra. Somebody's worrying about it right here tonight. And you say, I can't get my mind on the Lord. I can't get victory over these things. Things in my mind. Hey God, I come to tell you, trust the Lord and He'll work it out.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Woo.
He'll do.
That's from the Lord right there.
Yes, He will.
Oh God, stand with me in this house.
Jesus.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusteth in thee. Trust in him. Don't trust in his flesh. This whole chapter, starting with verse number 1 all the way down to 9 of my whole message. Flesh, materialistic things, possessions, money, jobs, valuables. Don't worry about that.
Right.
If you hang your life up on that, it'll drive you nuts.
That's right. The truth.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. God knows how to work it out. Oh God, I feel the Lord here in that church.
Lord.
Woo. When we have a passion for Him, we'll love His work, we'll love His people, we'll love His word.
That's right.
Lord, help us, God.
Jesus.
One more time, let's pray, church. I don't always do this, but I feel an easiness on me right here. Oh God, if you tell me, I'll tell you what it is. Lord, help me, church, let's pray, Lord. Right here, right now, God, I don't know what to do.
Holy.
I ain't felt this very much, but I feel something right here, right now, on my heart.
Oh God.
Yes,
come on.
Help us, Lord, to get the victory over these things that's holding us back. These things in our life that's holding us back. We can't get the victory. Oh, God. We can't get the victory.
Jesus.
Worries us at night, Lord. We lay up and think about these things. It rules our mind. It's giving us wrinkles and gray hair. It's aging us before our time. And it's getting us nowhere. But Lord, I felt the Holy Ghost speak to me.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
God, to tell you people to leave it to God. Let Him take care of it.
Yes.
You can't fix it. You can't work it out. Why don't trust God? Trust Him, Lord. Who is it right here? Tonight, God needs this victory. God, let their hearts start beating. Let them feel love of the Holy Ghost. God, wrap His arms around them and let them know they can make it, God.
Yes.
They can get the victory over these vain things, this vanity that's holding them back. Right here, right now, Lord, as we open these altars, if this is important,
Jesus.
This is serious, Lord. I hope the Holy Ghost, God, will go ahead of us right here, right now. Give this altar call. Who is it, church? Who is it? Right here. What is it got you held back? What is it? It's got you ruling at night in your mind. You can't figure it out. God said He can figure it out.
Yes.
He can work it out. Yes. Come on. Who's going to be the first one in these altars tonight and say, Lord, help me on this Thursday night to turn it over to you. John, James, Peter was willing to come in, park their ships, and completely forsake it and gave all to follow him. Come on, that's your part right there. You got to be willing to sever ties, get rid of it, follow him 100%. 100%. That's what I feel right here. 100. You can't give half of it and think God's going to do the rest. You got to give all of it. God said he'll work it out. Come on, church. Oh, God. Lord, will you help your people, God, here tonight? Somebody needs a victory right here. Somebody needs a victory, God. Right here in this house. Oh, God.
People are chasing the beautiful rainbow. They're striving for a future, building dreams on the
working out.
Their earthly treasure. Yes, I can.